Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor for June 9th, 2013. Your host, Wayne Benitez Jarrett, giving you all the news and discussion and interviews of the world of pro wrestling. We got a guest for y'all today. She's the women's wrestler, Lisa Funk.
Hello.
How we going? Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. We got a little bit of storms coming through Tennessee right now, but other than that, it's been a pretty good day.
That's what's up. And tell me, were you a fan growing up watching wrestling?
Yeah, usually on Saturday mornings. Actually, I was a bigger fan of the independent circuit compared to all the others, you know, like WCW, WWF, all the different ones. I generally loved watching Smoky Mountain Wrestling. That was probably my favorite growing up. Usually would just sit and watch it Saturday mornings with my mom. And, you know, that was the one time that, you know, we all bonded. It was on Saturday morning watching wrestling. So that's kind of what got it in my system. So,
right.
You know, for a while, you know, of course, you know, grew up, got married, you know, had a child and, you know, was housewife and mother and, had gained a significant amount of weight, and I guess like in my 30s, I had lost 75 pounds of that weight, and now that my daughter is grown, I've got lots of time on my hands, so I've been able to start training and getting back into the thing that, you know, I enjoyed the most, and that was wrestling. So I'm quite excited to be able to, you know, I hate that I'm starting late, but the fact that I had the honor of, you know, working with such great, talented people, you know, men and women. So.
That is great. Who were you trained by in the business?
I've been trained by a couple of people. Johnny B. Bad, he's in Kentucky. And, Tony Anthony, the Dirty White Bull, is currently, you know, my trainer at the moment, and I also work for his establishment. He's the general manager for TXW Wrestling in Knoxville, Tennessee. And he has been such an inspiration. Actually, like, he was my favorite, you know, heel wrestler of the day whenever he was with Smoky Mountain Wrestling. You know, all the matches that he had, like with Tracy Smothers, you know, all the greats, you know, that I have the pleasure of being friends with today. So it's an honor.
Yes, and he was also known as, in the WWF, as T.O. Hopper.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Were you also pay homage to the Funk family, Dory and Terry Funk?
I get asked a lot, you know, by, you know, to see if I'm related to the Funk family, and actually I'm not. I'm not related to the Funk family. Actually, the Funk name is a name that I had when I was married, and I just kept that name. So actually, Funk is my real last name. It's just, it, you know, we're not related. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, but I'm not. But, you know, they're a very talented group, very talented family, and I'd love the pleasure of getting to meet them. I've not had a chance to meet any of them, but I would like that.
Yes. Who do you love working with in the business?
Pardon?
Who do you like working with in the ring?
Oh, gosh. There's just all kinds of people. I mean, you know, I love working with Tony, my trainer. He has just enlightened me. He knows so much about the business and has taught me so much. You know, I look up to people like Diane Von Hoffman, which she was Moondog Fifi. Also, I've worked with quite a few people. I've worked with Cheyenne Vegas. I've worked with Michelle Myers. Different ones. Jordan Grace, she's a very talented young lady that's moving up in the wrestling world. She's starting out young, so I see that she'll be, you know, really good, you know, in a few years. She's good now, but I can see her doing better. I've worked with a ton of different people. Jessie Bell, she's a very talented young lady. Gosh, I can just name them all off, but I've had the honor of working with a lot of talented people, and, you know, I'm just having the time of my life, actually.
Yes, and you recently did shows for MLW Magnificent Ladies Wrestling?
We did customs for MLW. That was a little ways back. Yeah, I've done some custom matches with MLW just recently, about a month or so ago. Did some custom matches for Miss Rachel. I've worked with her also. She's very talented. We did some custom matches together. And I guess by the feedback on my Facebook, I guess my DVDs are selling all over the country, you know, all over the world, actually. So it's quite an honor that I have people from London and, you know, Sweden, everywhere, sending me messages saying that they saw my match. So that's quite, you know, quite an accomplishment for me.
Yes. And you also did also Showtime All-Star Wrestling?
Pardon?
You also worked with Showtime?
We worked at the Sawmill in Millersville, Tennessee. NWA also worked there with some great people. Wolfie D., Shane Williams, oh gosh, I can name a bunch, Chris Michaels. I've worked with so many different independent wrestlers. I could just go on all day long. A lot of great talent. I enjoyed there. I was a manager there for Brian Casanova and had a really good time. They showed our wrestling show on Sunday nights throughout the Nashville area. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. I must say, I did enjoy that immensely.
Right, and that's all. That show was also syndicated in our market, also.
Oh, awesome!
And how was Reno Riggins to you?
Oh, Reno Riggins, he is such a sweet gentleman. I've had the honor of getting to know him a little bit better. He's told me some really cool stories back in the day. He is very professional, runs a very tight ship, great show. You know, I highly recommend that people, you know, check that show out because there is a large amount of talent. They just recently, you know, brought back Chase Stevens, which is a very dear friend of mine. Very big talent. You know, I see him moving up and, you know, becoming, you know, he was in TNA, but I see him getting back and even being bigger and better, you know, than he ever was. Very, very sweet person, dear friend of mine. You know, he's like a brother to me. Most of those people there are family to me, and I'm just privileged to get to know everybody and get the experience that they've given me.
Yes. That's actually a fun promotion to work with also.
Oh, it is. Yeah, they actually, you can actually follow along. I mean, it's a great storyline. It's entertaining. There's always something, you know, popping up, you know, that people just don't expect, and that's what we like. We like to keep people on their toes.
Right. And have you been at any other indie companies also?
Oh, gosh, I've been around. I started out at KFW in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That's where I originally started 2 years ago. Started out as a valet slash manager. Started doing, you know, I did a show for a special friend of mine that was getting in the ring for the first time, and he wanted someone to walk out with him. And it just kind of picked up from there. They just kept wanting me to come back and come back and come back. And eventually, you know, I noticed, it's like, wow, you know, there's not many female wrestlers, you know, because I had always watched, you know, Trish Stratus and Chyna and Sherry Martel and Fabulous Moolah and all those. I'm like, geez, you know, there's no women wrestlers around here. So that was kind of like a challenge for me. And I wanted to kind of bring women's wrestling back. So I started training, you know, twice a week in this ring that we have set up 24 hours a day, just, you know, a couple miles from my house. And it's been awesome. It's just been a whirlwind since then. You know, I've had all kinds of great opportunities. You know, I've got a photo shoot coming up in a couple of days for a company that makes the championship belt for WWE. They want me to model, you know, their belts in some photos. So, you know, I'm honored that they want me to do that for them. You know, I have have the privilege of wrestling Diane Von Hoffman July 9th in Elizabethtown, Kentucky at the Hardin County Fairgrounds for UCW. And that's actually going to be her very last match. That's going to be her retirement match. And she asked me, you know, if I would be her opponent. And, you know, I was honored that we're going to do that, you know, on July 9th. So if anybody can make it out, that would be great. Because, I mean, she's a wonderful woman, great person to work with, very talented. It'll be an awesome show.
Right. That's definitely an honor right there. She's been in the business for a long time, and also she's a good in ring women's worker.
Yeah, she knows what she's talking about. You know, she's been there. She's been there, done that, worked along Jerry. You know, Jerry the King Lawler, all those, the Moondogs. She's just. I don't know. She's such a sweet person. I'm so honored to know her, so honored to be able to have a match with her coming up. So that, I guess that means I've got to start hitting it hard in the next couple weeks. and get back in the ring and start training pretty hard, because that woman, she's a tough cookie. So.
Yes. And it seems like women wrestling is getting more more popular with more women as that wants to be in the business. Now it seems like it's like everywhere, a lot of women indie companies and you see it also in WWE and TNA.
Oh yeah. Really like the women's division in TNA. They've got a great amount of talent. I'm glad that they just recently picked up Lady Tapa. Big ball of talent, comes from a very talented family. You know, I've had the honor of meeting the Barbarian. He's a very sweet man, very talented. Mickie James, Gail Kim, you know, I couldn't even, I mean, I would love to just have just a handful of their talent. You know, they're so talented, very athletic, and, man, it'd be an honor, you know, just to, you know, even be in the same room with them. They've really done something for themselves and really made a name in women's wrestling and made it more interesting for people to watch. So I applaud them. And hopefully,
right.
You know, I can do the same, you know. Of course, you know, as in wrestling, you have people that really love you and people that really hate you. You got to take the good with the bad, but it makes you stronger. And I'm going to keep pushing on, you know. This is my passion. This is what I love. It's a challenge for me. I want to be able to push women's wrestling and, you know, have more young girls strive to get into the business and be able to make something of themselves. You know, I get so excited when I come out there and I see all my little young fans, and, you know, it's just an honor to be able to have people that, you know, look up to you and want your autograph and, you know, want pictures with you, and it really is. It's I'm on cloud nine.
Right.
So, and I want to thank all the people that come out to our shows and show support. The crowds are getting bigger. I'm getting real excited because, I mean, I think it's starting to come back. And, I just want to thank the fans for listening and for being involved and for coming to all the shows. And there's going to be a ton of shows coming up this summer at all the fairgrounds. And just keep doing it. Keep supporting, you know, women's wrestling, independent wrestling, you know, because everybody starts somewhere. You know, all the big leagues, they started from the independent circuit. So, you know, everybody keep showing your support.
Yes. Are there any women wrestlers that people compare you to?
They compare me to Sherry Martel a lot because I'm a manager a lot, but I'm a wrestler too. I do both, like what she did. They say, you know, I'm a pretty big heel character. they say that, you know, we are very similar, you know, in how we react to the crowd, how we are on camera, being able to let my bad side come out and prove a point. And that's an honor for me, you know. I mean, I couldn't compare to her. I mean, I used to watch all her stuff on the internet and growing up, and it's an honor that I've had a few people mention that. Just because of my body, you know, some people say, you know, I'm a little bit muscular. Now I'm nowhere near China's body style, but, you know, they say that I kind of look like China in a way, you know.
All right.
Where I'm trying to get toned and take care of my body. You know, that's the main thing about being in this business. You really have to take care of your body because it's the only one you've got. I must admit, I still nurse, you know, my ankle. I've hurt my ankle a couple of times in the ring, and every once in a while it gives me the fits. But, you know, you just keep working and keep, you know, the main thing is eating healthy and staying in the gym and working on your cardio. I mean, because, yeah, I mean, if you don't have your cardio built up, you might as well not even step into that ring because you'll blow up within the first 5 seconds.
Right.
So it's good to take care of your body and actually, you know, train with a professional. You know, I can't stress that enough. Train with someone that has actually performed in front of thousands of people, not just in the backyard somewhere.
Right.
Actually, if you're going to train with someone that knows what they're doing, because you can get injured. You know, it's not a play sport. This is a very tough sport to get into, and you have to take very good care of your body and listen and have someone there that knows what they're talking about to train you. But, you know, that's my advice for anybody that's wanting to get into the business is to make sure you study, you know, watch a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of videos back in the 80s and 90s. And also, you know, like I said, train with somebody in a environment. Make sure you have your knee pads, your elbow pads. Make sure you have the proper ring attire before you step into a ring. I mean, because last thing you want to do is make a mockery of the business. You know, you take it serious, and if you're going to do it, then do it. You know, play hard, I guess you can
right.
say.
Yes, it's just the backyard has been making a mockery of it and then trying to put out their videos on to the public, and it's a disgrace.
Yeah, it's dangerous also, you know.
Right.
It's very dangerous, and children that are like 11, 12 years old are watching these videos, and they're like, oh, I can do that too, you know. And
right.
it's sort of like when you take karate, you know, or when you're in football. You know, you've got to condition your body to be able to do the things that we do. You know, I spoke with Tracy Smothers, and he had told me once, he said, you know, Lisa, he said, whenever you take a bump in the ring, whenever you're hitting that ring with your back, it's like getting hit by a car at 25 miles per hour.
Right.
Each time you hit the ring. And it's the truth, you know, and you just got to make sure you condition your body and be able to, you know, not hurt anybody, you know, not like kill anybody or permanently, you know, take them out. So, but yeah, that's what I recommend. It's not
right.
something that you play around with. It's an actual sport. It's not kids play.
Right.
I've learned that, you know, I mean, and don't get me wrong. We get out there and some of us are comical, you know, some of us, you know, are pretty evil. But yes, it is a serious sport to be taken seriously, and we're here to entertain the public, make it fun, you know, and keep bringing people out. And we enjoy, you know, entertaining everybody here listening and watching.
Yes, that is so true that they you got an it's a tough business to get into.
Oh yeah. So yeah, it's you know, like you've seen, you know, a lot of the legends, you know, I seriously don't know how in the world they do it, the honey they do it, you know, like Ricky Morton, he's still wrestling, you know, every weekend. I mean, that man's got more spark in his finger than I have in my whole body. You know, he is a character. You know, he is a good wrestler. Gosh, just like the Barbarian, everybody. You know, Tracy Smothers. Man, you know, something else to see them get in the ring and work, you know. And I'm also going to mention there is going to be a Brad Armstrong benefit coming up the 16th in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I'm just excited that we're having this in Knoxville. I'm particular, I'm not going to be on the show, but I am going to support the show because the Armstrong family, Bullet Bob Armstrong, was one of my favorites when I was a little kid, watching growing up. And it's just terrible that they lost Brad at an early age. And right. The benefit, all the money is going to go toward Brad's daughter, and that's going to be in Knoxville. And, you know, people can check on my Facebook page. You know, I've been trying to promote it for them. But there's going to be, see, Tracy Smothers is going to reunite with Steve Armstrong as the Southern Wild-Eyed Boys. I think it's been about 13 years since they've been a tag team. Yes. That's going to be something, you know, Kid Cash, Bullet Bob's going to be there. They say Dr. Tom Pritchard's going to be there. Just big card, Buddy Landale. I can't even begin to tell you who all is going to be there, but just a big lineup of people. And I would encourage anybody that can make it down to this benefit to help the Armstrong family. I would strongly encourage it.
Yes. He was like, he was still missed today. He was actually one of the a good down to earth guy and also a great in ring worker. Ever since I've been seeing him since day one from other companies like NWA, WCW, he's just been an awesome talent.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, and it was a very sad day, you know, and very hard on the Armstrong family, and I'm glad that they're doing a benefit for them. So I'm real excited about just being the spectator, you know. I'm actually going to be a mark for, you know, Bullet Bob Armstrong because I've not had the honor of meeting him yet, so I'm excited. I'm hoping I get the honor of meeting him next Sunday at the show.
Yes. Another great guy, the Armstrong, the matriarch.
Yeah. He sure does know how to make some babies. Very talented group of men in that family. So. Yeah, I'm excited for that. But
Since we have 90 seconds left, do you have any other plugs to, for any upcoming shows also?
Currently, you know, I'm doing some fair shows. I've got some fair shows in September. I currently don't have all the times and dates yet, but if people want to get on Facebook under Lisa Funk, and like in parentheses it says Lacey, because sometimes when I worked at NWA in Nashville, I went as Lacey. You can pull me up on Facebook, add me on Facebook, and I will post all the upcoming events along with, you know, the memorial that's coming up for Brad Armstrong and for all the fairs and things that I'll be doing in the next couple months.
So that's wonderful. Yes, fans, check her out. Check these next events out. If you're in the Nashville area, or you planning on going to the Nashville to see these shows, it's been a pleasure having you on Wrestling It Factor, Lisa.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Yes, you can come back anytime. You are welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
us. You have a great evening.
Okay, everyone, you have a great week. Thank you.
That was the lovely and talented Lisa Funk. Yeah, we're about to wrap up the show. You can catch our archives on our group page on Facebook, Wrestling X Factor. Or you can stop by at Blog Talk Radio for Wrestling X Factor archives also, including this show, recent episode. This is Wayne Benitez, Jarrett, signing off. Later.